This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans spent more money on marijuana last year than they ever have before. Some in the business say because dispensaries were able to run throughout the pandemic, it further validated their industry. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Like much of 2020, cannabis sales in the state were outrageous. People spent more than $2 billion, breaking the previous record set in 2019.
We definitely saw a huge uptick in sales in March when in Colorado we really had all the public health orders go into effect.
Brooks Lustig is the co-founder of Seed & Smith, a cannabis manufacturer and dispensary. Before the pandemic, the company offered behind-the-scenes tours, like a brewery, but for cannabis. Most of their customers were tourists. Of course, the pandemic forced people to stop traveling, but
we saw a huge uptick in local people that were coming through and purchasing this product.
Lustig thinks the boost in people spending money on cannabis was mostly a result of them being stuck at home and eager to relieve stress.
They wanted to try something new or different. They were interested in getting a little bit of a buzz or whatever it may be.
The increase wasn't just recreational. Medical marijuana sales increased by almost 20% last year compared to 2019. And Coloradans also bought more liquor last year, too. Alex Levine, co-founder of the dispensary Green Dragon, says he thinks it's unlikely people will keep buying like this.
Some of what you're seeing is this artificially high number from panic buying and stuff.
He thinks the most exciting thing from 2020 isn't in the sales at all. It's Governor Polis's decision early in the pandemic to keep dispensaries open throughout the shutdowns.
The cannabis industry being deemed as essential isn't something that was just like trivial or good for business. It really was actually politically important.
Levine says it's a major milestone for the cannabis movement.
This thing goes from something that politicians won't even discuss to now it has to be debated, and the status of the cannabis industry in general has been elevated.
Those in the industry disagree about when and where marijuana sales will plateau. But one thing that's true is it's one business that grew during the pandemic. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp, and this is Morning Edition. Thank you for listening here on CPR News.